This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Oh my God, there was something so bizarre that happened to me today. It's kind of personal, but I'm going to share it with you anyway, because it was like a big aha that explained to me sort of who I am, why I am the way I am, which is kind of an interesting thing to know, no matter who you are, right? Don't you want to know why you are the way you are? This is a real shocker. I can't believe that this never occurred to me earlier. It was such a shock. So I was actually in the lab working on the liquid automation handling robot. And this robot is a massive pain in the ass. I have been, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's awesome. But I'm on month 3 working on this thing because I'm trying to pipette very precise volumes of methanol. And oh my God. And this is for sample prep for the cannabidiol analysis. We're doing a lot of automation and also for pesticide analysis and things like that. Anyway, I'm trying to move volumes of methanol with precision plus or minus 1 microliter, okay? A microliter, a millionth of a liter at a time, that kind of precision. And I'm getting there, but I have to build these calibration curves for every different volume from like 5 microliters up to 1,000. It's insane. It's insanely tedious. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm waiting on this robot to run this latest batch. I have to do all the scripting too. I have to write it's got its own scripting language. I've got variables in there, like if-then statements, loops, subroutines, all kinds of stuff. So I'm scripting this dang robot. And I have to hit go, and I have to pass the time for like 5 minutes between sessions of this robot. And so I was checking the Daily Mail science section, and this article comes up that says, "Can you see the hidden animals? Experts say only the, quote, overly analytical will spot all 4 creatures in this fiendishly tricky seaside puzzle." Now, if you're watching this on YouTube or Vimeo, I'm going to have the thumbnail of this image put on the screen for you. If not, this comes from a website called PlayBuzz. All one word, PlayBuzz. And it's like a seaside illustration. And apparently it's got a fox, a bat, an antelope, and a flamingo concealed in the picture. So this picture pops up on my screen while I'm waiting for the robot. And I look at it, and I'm like, are there animals hidden here besides the obvious ones? And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, there's the antelope, there's the bat, there's the fox or whatever it is. And there's this, I guess it's a flamingo, but I called it a dodo bird because it looked like a dodo bird as far as I'm concerned. And I'm like, okay, those are obvious. Those like I saw those instantly the in 2 seconds when I looked at the picture. I'm like, are there other hidden animals that are going to be hard to find? And the answer is no. The answer is that apparently, this is what's shocking to me, a lot of people have trouble seeing these animals. And now I'm not trying to in any way put people down who don't see these animals immediately. All I'm actually saying is that I found out that there's something different about the way I see things where these patterns just immediately become obvious to me. They leap out just instantly. I didn't have to look for these things. I didn't have to try. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because this explains everything about the way that I am able to pull patterns out of the news or current events, or to make projections that are eerily accurate about what's going to happen in the future. I look at the world the same way I looked at this drawing. The patterns are immediately obvious to me without even trying, and I can't turn it off. Do you understand? I'm not bragging about this. It's kind of a curse, actually. I can't turn this off. I look at this image, and boom, there's the four animals, just instantly, immediately visible. So much so that I was confused about, was this the puzzle? And yet, this is also the way that I observe the world. I see the patterns. And even when I'm doing science in the lab, for example, I see the patterns in what's going on. It's like there's something about the way that my brain processes the world that tends to see things that are there, but that other people don't necessarily see very easily. It takes them a lot of time and focus to see the things that were obvious to me. And as I thought about it, this really explained a lot of like what I do as a journalist. So when I'm writing about, hey, there's African green monkey kidney cells in the smallpox vaccine, or there's human fetal lung tissue in the varicella vaccine, chickenpox vaccine, and I start connecting all the dots on this stuff because I'm citing the CDC's own document on this, to me, it's obvious that these ingredients are in vaccines. But to the typical person, they can't see it. Even though it's right in front of them, just like with this photo, this seaside Playbuzz illustration, it's right in front of you, but a lot of people, the sort of mainstream people, can never see what's right in front of their noses. They can't see it. They're not blind. It's just that their brains don't process it. You see the difference? Now, you're probably more like me in that you look at this picture. I hope you're looking at it now. And it's pretty easy to see. Yeah, there's the flamingo bird sort of falling over, looking like a rock on the left side. And then the other three animals are, you know, on the side of the ocean. What, the rock? I mean, my God, it's almost like, to me, it looks so obvious. It's like an Indian painting of an antelope on the rock. Well, how can you miss it? Come on. I still can't believe it. This must be some kind of a trick. I can't believe that people can look at this and not see the animals. Anyway, the point is, you're probably more like me, where you're able to see these things very quickly. I don't know if that's because maybe you and I are older and our brains have more experience. We have more brain training, if you will, living in the real world and processing perceptions and being observant and connecting the dots. Whereas the typical internet user today is probably younger than us and their brains are just not as experienced, not as mature. They really can't see things. And that's why they're crappy journalists, because they can't connect the dots. They can't look beyond the obvious. They can't see the patterns that are in the data or in the behavior, or they can't see the corruption behind the curtain. They're not able to see these things, you know, literally and figuratively. And so it was just a big realization. It just explained a lot. The perfect metaphor, actually, for so much of what I do. And I want to share this with you. I want to share this with you because it's so personal, to say, I do what I do. I don't wake up in the morning and have to like pump myself up to get going. What I do is automatic. What I do, I can't even help what I do, analyzing the news, warning about events that are coming that I know that might be harmful to you, pointing out the lies and corruption in the status quo. These are things that my brain does automatically without me even saying go. It's like this engine is running at all times, observing the world, processing information, and spitting out answers and patterns. It's almost like, I'm not saying that I'm autistic or anything, but it's almost like the way autistic children are sometimes portrayed in movies, like a Rain Man type of character who is very deficient in many areas of processing. In the case of that character, you know, social processing was suppressed or perhaps damaged, or however you want to describe it. Whereas in that character's case, the mathematical processing was incredibly advanced. And you have, you know, throughout history, you have Asperger's children and autistic children. And you have many children who were maybe diagnosed as autistic and then they turn out to be geniuses in certain areas, such as music, for example, or art or mathematics. And the process that these children go through, especially as they grow older and become adults, they recognize that the answers to them, it just emerges. It's an emergent property of their own neurology. For example, many of these great musicians, they can't turn off the music. The music just comes to them. It's something that just springs forth from their neurology, and they hear music and they have to write the music. They have to write the symphony. It's almost a compulsion to get this out because they feel it. It's like a wellspring of this creativity that keeps coming forth from them. And when you get to those who are mathematically gifted, and whether they're autistic or not autistic at all, maybe just mathematical geniuses, for example, you'll find that the same thing happens to them. They look at a mathematical equation or a problem, their brain, boom, it just processes it. It just starts doing the math for them, and it might start, well, with formulas and so on, it might turn the formula into a 3D model and start processing the 3D model automatically in their brain, and they would start visualizing what the formula represents without even trying to do so. And when we're talking about even data or pictures, you know, there are some especially gifted people who can look at data and their brains can start to process it or decrypt it or find patterns that other people could not find. And this is a very real phenomenon. And it spans, you know, a great number of different types of neurological, let's say, gifts for many different kinds of human beings and children, and some autistic, some Asperger's, some just what used to be called, although I don't think this is a politically correct term anymore, used to be called an idiot savant. I don't think that's an appropriate term. We don't want to use the word idiot for people who are gifted like that. So anyway, I'm starting to suspect that there's some part of who I am that is this processing observational engine that I can't turn it off. Not that I want to, but it's just that I want you to know that what I do, it comes from a place of almost a need to express these patterns that I see out there. It is when I look at the world, I can look at the same data or the same news as somebody else. They don't see anything. I see the pattern. I see the corruption behind the scenes. I see the dots connected. I see the real science behind the fake science, or the real news behind the fake news. And it's all so obvious to me that in many ways, I can't understand how everybody else can't see it also immediately at the same time. So, you know, there used to be like subliminal advertising, for example. I could always spot the subliminal elements in ads just instantly, whether they are sort of small elements within a full page ad, like a photo, or whether they are metaphorical messages in advertising and so on. I could always spot these immediately. And yet I found that people around me had no clue how they were being impacted by the influence of that ad. And so I think this is one of the reasons why I've always been also immune to corporate advertising and branding advertising and social pressure, because I can always tell when it's being used against me, like weaponized against me. I can always tell when some corporation is trying to influence me. And I immediately reject it because I can see it. But again, the average consumer has no idea how they are being manipulated by corporate interests or corporate advertising or public relations, from, you know, politics to corporations to, you know, environmentalism or whatever the case may be. Most people have no clue how they are being twisted or influenced or shaped by a process that should be obvious to them, but they just can't see it. So really, the upshot of all this is, one of my goals You know that my goals have always been to educate and uplift humanity, to protect life, to help people become more enlightened and more aware of what's going on in the world around them. I would like to find a way to help other people develop this skill or processing or whatever it is, the ability to look at a photo and see the patterns that other people miss. And by the way, this little puzzle says that only the, quote, overly analytical will be able to see these patterns. The overly analytical. I guess that's me. I guess I'm overly analytical. I guess you could be called worse, right? That's not the worst thing in the world to be called. The overly analytical would be better than the cognitively retarded analytical, which would be the flip side of it. But in any case, according to these puzzle creators, I guess I'm overly analytical. And actually, I think it's accurate, except I wouldn't use the word overly. I would just say analytical. Of course, I'm analytical in terms of analyzing everything. I'm always analyzing everything. I'm analyzing what people say. You know, I'm trying to measure the BS factor. I'm analyzing, the news. I'm analyzing market conditions, financial data. I'm always working on things in the lab. I'm analyzing, in this case, the volumetric transfer pipetting capability of an automated liquid handling robot system. And that takes a lot of analysis, by the way. Just to give you an example, you have to use a magnifier and a flashlight to look for the drop accumulation of the liquid on the tip of the pipette. And because of the surface tension and hydrogen bonding characteristics that are different between solvents versus water, different kinds of liquids will have different clinging capabilities to the tip of the pipette. And so I am literally there with a magnifier and a flashlight looking at how much dichloromethane, DCM, is on the tip of a pipette. And it's like, yeah, I guess you have to be analytical to have the patience to sit there and do that kind of thing. So that's me. I admit it. I'm highly analytical. So the challenge with that is that I live in a world where most people are not analytical, and that most people are actually analytically suppressed and are not able to see the things that are obvious to people like you and me. So that's the challenge. So how do we wake other people up? How do we expand their analytical capabilities? And really, if you think about this, the answer comes down to teaching people how to think. You ever notice that we're raised in a society and we're taught how to pay taxes, we're taught how to worship supermodel bodies on TV or whatever. We're taught how to be obedient and to comply with your peers and so on. We're taught all these kinds of things. We're never taught how to think. How do you expand your thinking skills? How do you expand your observational skills? How do you improve or deepen your analytical capabilities so that you can look at situations or analyze situations and come to correct conclusions? We're never taught that. You ever wonder why? Because that makes individuals hard for the status quo to control and manipulate. If you can think for yourself, they can't lie to you as easily on the campaign trail, can they? If you can think for yourself, they can't lie to you as easily about the national budget deficit and the annual debt spending and compounding interest, credit risk, and so on. If you can think for yourself, you're hard for the system to manipulate into voting for the criminals that they want in charge of the whole system. So they don't teach you how to think. And it's only through this process of self-enrichment, frankly, that any of us ever really learn how to think. Now, of course, you might say, well, college maybe taught you how to think, and I'm sure college had an influence on me, of course. And maybe that's the only real thing you get out of college these days is some cognitive improvements of some kind. I don't know. But, you know, I went to college, you know, many decades ago, and today's colleges, I don't think they're teaching as much, frankly, about how to think. So I'm not even sure that's very valuable today versus what it was when I was in college. But the point is, very few people, I think, end up going through life and actually training themselves how to think, training themselves how to read news, how to analyze news, how to see through the lies of official statements and read through the deceptions of press releases. And you got to realize most of the mainstream media today is nothing more than PR. It's just public relations for corporations and government. That's it. I mean, again, another obvious thing that perhaps is not so obvious to everyone else. The point is, I would love to find a way to help teach other people how to think with more clarity. So, I don't know. Maybe, wouldn't that be interesting to just sort of launch a whole new project at teaching people how to think? But then again, it might not be very successful because I'm not sure that people want to know how to think. I mean, a lot of people might find it boring. Like, what do you mean? You're going to teach me how to think? I can think. I think Hillary Clinton is awesome. Whatever. If you're going to teach people how to think, I don't know. That might be asking a lot. I'm not sure. It's not just a logic class, by the way. Not just logic. You know, a lot of thinking is really holistic thinking. I mean, when you look at these pictures like this puzzle, it's not a logic problem. It really isn't. It is a holistic pattern recognition problem. Your brain has to process patterns, man. Your brain has to look at the whole picture and look at patterns and images and colors and textures. It's not just a logic class. Yeah, we can talk about logic all day, you know, deduction and logic loops and all kinds of Boolean logic or what have you. That's not the same as learning how to think or learning how to process. So, I don't know, if you've got ideas, certainly do chime off in the comments. If this is on an article, then put your comments in the comment section. I'd certainly be interested in your comments. Is there a way to teach people how to think more clearly or how to process or see things more clearly? Is there? Because if there were, that might be the biggest breakthrough in human history, frankly, if there was some way to quickly teach people how to wake up and think for themselves. Oh my God, right? That would be one of the greatest neurological achievements perhaps in the history of humanity. But I would imagine that there isn't something that's so easy or simple. Otherwise, probably it would have been discovered by now. My guess is that neurological training is something that takes decades to do well, like any skill. If you want to do something well, you got to put in about 5,000 hours of training, practice into it. If you want to master something, it's probably more like 10,000 hours. And it's probably the same with pattern recognition and thinking skills and holistic observational processing. It's probably, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 hours of doing it. And then you become really dang good at it. And so, you know, the average American is not going to put 5,000 hours into improving their thinking skills when there's 5,000 hours of quality primetime television that they might miss in the process, right? There's 5,000 hours of sports and fashion shows. Oh my God, you can't miss that stuff. Who wants to spend 5,000 hours learning how to think? Especially when society makes it so you don't really have to think that much. All you got to do is sort of go along, do as you're told, vote for whoever you're told to vote for, and don't rock the boat, you see. Yeah. Applaud on command. Then you're going to fit in just fine. Yeah. Who needs to think when they've already told you everything that you could possibly want to think about? Who needs critical thinking skills when thinking is practically an extinct skill set in a society that demands obedience combined with mass stupidity, right? Critical thinking is almost a curse in our society today because of the political correctness and the dumbing down of the language. Language control, the thought control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're starting to connect the dots too, you see. You see how this all comes together? Uh-huh. Interesting, isn't it? All right, well, I'll leave you with that. But if you want to try this little puzzle thing on your friends, just, I don't know, show them this on your phone or a screen or print it out or whatever. See if they can spot the animals right away. Because I'm really curious if this is, you know, how many of us can just instantly see all these animals. Because they don't look that hidden to me. They look really, really obvious. So check with your friends. See if they're hidden at all. I don't think they're hidden. I think this whole thing is a joke, frankly. I think it's like, it's so obvious. To call it a puzzle is kind of a joke, kind of an exaggeration. Maybe this is some kind of early April Fool's thing. I don't know. Anyway, pretty bizarre. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.